I'm reading this in the kitchen, and you'll hear the dishwasher doing its thing in the background. That's colour. I'm reading a couple of paragraphs from Why Mahler, which is a new book by Norman Lebrecht. It's about this passage is about his first symphony. Mahler, in the finished version of the work, drops the andante entitled Blumina and withdraws his attempted explanations, crying death to all programs and insisting that the music must be received as heard. This is disingenuous. Mahler always likes to try and convey a message in his music, and it is the complexity of that message that leaves his early audiences unhappy. What he does is without musical precedent. What makes the audience uneasy, as Lehr observes, is the nursery rhyme Funeral March and its sudden twist into ribaldry. Here, Mahler invests music with a means of saying two or more things at once. The lullaby dirge is, by his own admission, a textbook irony, in the sense of the Aristotelian ironia. He is saying one thing and meaning another, because what he has to say is a message people do not want to hear. Here is how it works. The nursery rhyme, stroke death march, is a disturbing aural image, indicative of the death of a child. The jig that disrupts it is a klezmer tune. Modern listeners may recognize its resemblance to the refrain of If I Were a Rich Man from the Shtetl musical Fiddler on the Roof. What Mahler is describing from boyhood memory is a child's coffin leaving the house to a blast of merriment from the tavern. The music is a protest against the world's indifference to infant mortality rates of 56%, a pestilence of diphtheria, smallpox, rubella, scarlet fever, and more that carries off one in two children before the age of five. Medical science at the time attaches greater priority to diagnosis than cure. The death of a child is normal. Every household has one. Mourning is perfunctory, and burial nameless.